And at 7:45, we are sitting at 61 degrees in West Bend. We'll call it overcast. Humidity is at 94%. The air is calm. Barometer's at 30.05 inches. And loving lawn care this morning, it's our friend Hannah from the West Bend Public Library. Good morning.
Good morning.
Some places actually have a regulation about how early you can mow during the week and on weekends.
Yes, I used to live in such a place.
but today, when you could have slept in, other than talking to me, no, they're out mowing.
Oh. Exactly, it's got to happen sometime in between the rainstorm.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, we're moving into a new and exciting week here at the library. You've got the Salt Kids coming in tomorrow.
Absolutely. At 4:30 tomorrow, the super awesome library teens will be at the library bossing me around. Basically, it's a group of teens who tell me what to do to make the library a better place for kids. So it's pretty awesome. It is a members-only group, so if you know a teen who might be interested, have them get in touch with me. It's a lot of fun.
All righty. And they meet, once a month, right?
Yes.
All right. Now, we've been talking about this for a while, and it's actually happening Friday and Saturday. It's the fall book sale.
It sure is. Friday from 9 to 4, Saturday from 9 to noon, we'll be selling fiction and nonfiction books, print books and audiobooks for all ages. If you do still have items you would like to donate to the sale, we will accept those donations until Friday. And get in touch with Sarah at the library if you have any questions about that. And then stay tuned for our Christmas cookbook pop-up sale. Coming up in December.
All right, that sounds good. Do you know what the price range on the books is for the fall book sale?
My understanding is that hardcovers are $1 and paperbacks are 50 cents.
All right, that seems like a fair and reasonable price, don't you think?
Exactly. So stock up before the holiday season.
There you go. So on Saturday, then, in addition to the book sale continuing or slash wrapping up. Lego Club meets.
They sure do, and Lego Club is awesome. It meets once a month from 10 to noon. We supply the Legos, you supply the imagination. Come build something awesome, and we'll put it on display at the library. All ages, genders, and experience levels are welcome for that, and there's no sign-up necessary.
And that is Saturday from 10 until noon, right?
It sure is.
And Read with Rover now has a time change.
Yeah, we kind of noticed it was difficult to get people to sign up right at 3 o'clock, and it's just hard, I think, to get from picking up kids to the library. So we knocked it back about half an hour, so now it's every single Monday from 3:30 to 5 o'clock p.m. You can sign your child up for a 15-minute time slot, and that'll help them boost confidence and self-esteem, increase their reading fluency, and help reduce stress. There are studies that reading to a dog does all of those things. So we have a volunteer come in from the Washington County Humane Society every week and provide this opportunity for kids. It's really awesome that they do that. And but you do have to sign up for that one since it is by appointment. So there's a spot in the children's area. We'll walk you through it.
Right. And there's only so many slots because, well, there's only so much time.
Exactly. So
all right. The Needles in the Book Stacks people are meeting. They meet every week now?
They do meet every week now. We had such high demand, we actually had to move them to a bigger room. So there's an awesome group of folks that comes out on Monday nights at 6:30 to work on fiber art projects. I think they're mostly knitters and crocheters, but we've got a couple of stitchers and quilters as well that come out for that. And it is all ages and experience levels welcome, and again, no registration is required for that.
All right, and we're also going to have a workshop on Monday evening on essential oils once again.
Yeah, Betty Jo is kind of our local essential oils expert, and she'll go over the basics of essential oils. You can learn some interesting facts, how they're used, what the deal is with essential oils. She will have free recipes and free samples for all who attend Monday at 6 o'clock, and you don't even have to sign up for that one.
All right, that sounds good. Will you be traveling to Iowa for a football game this weekend?
I actually was down last weekend. This weekend I have to do Lego Club. So
okay. So
and it's a big. This game is always a little emotional for me. So it's probably better that I have a little bit of distance. So they'll still hear me screaming, though. I tell you.
Yeah, yeah. How does the Iowa team look?
Well, you know, I think they had a big confidence booster this past week. They played the University of Northern Iowa, so kickoff conference play with Wisconsin should be it'll be a test.
And the Badgers are just really, really still kind of, I think, miffed about the way last week's game turned out.
Yeah, I'm a little worried they're going to come in kind of mad.
Yeah. I don't know that I would want to be on the front line for that one.
Me either. It was kind of rough to watch a lot of the Big Ten games last week.
It was tough to watch a lot of football last week. Period.
Yeah, there was a lot of rough.
So, I had a confusing story about earlier in sports this morning about Brett Favre. The story said that he supported that penalty against Clay Matthews.
Really?
But said it was a textbook example and they should use it to show people how to tackle. And I'm thinking, how to tackle or how not to tackle if you're supporting the penalty. So I don't know. I think it was a poorly written wire story.
There was a call kind of like that in the Iowa game last week, too, where it was like, really, that's pass interference?
Uh-huh.
But
you get those, right?
So exactly.
We'll pull it together and move on, right?
Exactly. Yeah, just looking forward to Saturday and yelling a lot at the TV.
Yeah, I think October 7th is now the official date for the new Doctor Who episodes to start. By the way,
wonderful! Oh, I'm so excited.
I think I saw that on Facebook earlier this morning. Thought I'd pass that along to you.
I might have to do a rewatch the last season or so just to make sure I'm all caught up and it's all fresh in my mind.
I always kind of intend to do that, and then I run out of time, so I watch like the last two.
I have the best of intentions.
Exactly. Well, if you have the best of intentions to stop into the West Bend Public Library, we should let them know what the hours are.
Oh, absolutely. The West Bend Library's hours are Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Fridays, we're open from 9 till 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. And, of course, if you can't make it in, you can always give us a call. We've got you can place holds over the phone. You can request books, movies, the whole bit, or just ask us general questions. The number is 262-335-5151. You can also visit our Facebook page or our website at west-bendlibrary.org.
And in case you would like to listen to things that Hannah and I talked about today, we'll link this up from the WIBD Facebook page at some point, either today or tomorrow when I get around to it. You know. So
exactly.
All right. Well, hey, have a good week and a good weekend, and we will chat with you next Wednesday.
Sounds good. Go Hawks.
Come on. All right. Then I got to do on Wisconsin. All right. Thanks, Hannah.
You're entitled. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
It's Hannah from the West Bend Public Library. Even though she is an Iowa Hawkeye fan, we'll forget. Boy, I don't know. We have Peyton the Bears fan. We have Hannah the Hawkeyes fan. Yeah, I got to start finding a better class of people. 101.3 WIBD AM 1470.
There are stars in the sun.